today I'm doing multiple things. I'm doing color. I have clients waiting right now to for me to do presses on them. So it's definitely a busy day. Fridays and Saturdays tend to be busy for me, you know. So you see how shiny her hair is? My first name is John, last name is Gonzalez. Yeah, but everybody calls me Marquise. 2402 St. Paul Street. It's called Style Lab Salon. How's this, Christina? You love it? Looks really good.
This chair is the best seat in the house, right? You're right in front of the big window. It's like you got a giant screen TV view of St. Paul Street.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're right at the light. There's a bus stop. So we get the light. We get the people waiting on the bus and people just walking by. So we definitely get the views coming in here, which is good. You know, we also look what's going on out there, too, which is good, too, because there's a lot of characters on this street.
I came to Marquise. My hair looked crazy. He cut it. I got so many compliments, and I've been back ever since. I've been a fan of his work. All the women, all, no exaggeration, everyone who walks out of his salon looks amazing.
How's it feel?
It feels so much lighter. I love it.
Soft, right? Well, stylist to me is just, it means creating, just being creative on, you know, someone that will allow me to be creative on, you know, like one of my clients, you know, when they allow me to just be free and transform them. What you see now is me making a style for her. I'm making her hair curly, so I'm doing like these loose, like drop wand curls. What I'm known for is healthy hair, so I love to take someone who has hair that has been damaged or just, you know, neglected and transform that into something that's healthy and shiny and grows. This particular style will fall, the curls will fall out and they'll turn into waves, so she'll get like a different look the next day. As long as she maintains the style, she can have several looks, you know. One thing that I learned with doing hair is that it's about customer service, first of all. So if you are a stylist that doesn't really interact with their clients, they don't feel any connection, you know, so they can just go to anyone. But I feel like it's a blessing that you're in my chair. So while you're in my chair, I'm going to make sure that you feel comfortable, that we can have a good time. And, you know, so and it makes my job easier.
I get so many compliments on my hair all the time.
We just gave her some color. So she's a color junkie. But I made her wait to grow the old color out. And then this is her new fresh color. So she's loving it. She's blonde now. She's feeling herself.
He's right.
I'm from New York. I moved out here. I got a job at a salon. I was for an apprenticeship. So I came here and built my own brand. I didn't have a license when I moved here, a hair license. I didn't even have a place. I didn't have a house, apartment, anything to stay in. So being where I am today is my biggest accomplishment. I mean, I've had my own, I have my own salon. I have a really great clientele. All these things are just a blessing. So every day I'm thankful for everything that I have.
What do you think has been your biggest challenge or your biggest hurdle?
The biggest hurdle is where I want to go next, because I feel like I've checked a lot of boxes and reached a lot of my goals. So now the biggest challenge is creating new goals and where I want to go. Especially this year, I'm like, okay, what's next? I've done this. You know, I need to keep it up. That's been my biggest challenge, is what do I do next? What you gonna do with that? Are you gonna pin it up or are you gonna?
I'm gonna hurry up, get in the house. And then just try to chill out until.
Some anti-humidity spray in your hair, that'll help with the humidity. But it's not 100%, so just, you know, like you said, get out the humidity. But you're all set. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much,
Marquise. No, thank you. I appreciate it.